from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What a bleep show Dallas is. I fought tooth and nail with everyone who just assumes because they've won 12 games apiece the last 3 years that Dallas is just going to be great. I got news for Dallas. I got news for you. And I might have news for Cleveland as well as it pertains to week one there. But you guys can win a pair of tickets to Cleveland Oktoberfest at the Cuyahoga County Fairgrounds and qualify for the grand prize. VIP tickets, food, beverage, and admission to see Trippin' Billy's on September 6th at 8:30 p.m. Just enter the word holiday by the end of our show at 92.3thefan.com to get registered to win. It's all from Cleveland Oktoberfest and Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan and your boy, Afternoon Drive. But before we get to Sean, coming up in about 20 minutes there. So it's really less, I'm being authoritative and they're going to be better. It's more that for some reason, and this is not, it always comes down to it's Cleveland sports media thing. No, it's not. We're just you guys. I don't know if you know that. Spoiler. I know people with an ego like to act like they're different than the common fan. No, we're you. We're the same thing. Yes, we might go to more games. We might have different access. We might have people that we know, but there's really no difference. And a lot of what you hear on radio is informed by what we hear in our personal lives. And so it has been the weirdest offseason that I can remember with the Cleveland Browns. And what I mean by that is because there were weirder, right? There were off-the-field things happening. There were coaches getting fired and GM searches and infighting and teams being bought and sold, all this kind of stuff. But where it's the weirdest is just the energy and whatever feeling and relationship the Browns fans have to the Browns. That doesn't mean it's predominantly negative, but it does feel like we've spent the last 6 months, 8 months, living in our fears. And while that is totally understandable, given the very serious nature of Deshaun's shoulder injury, or given the fact that the weight of that contract looms large, I don't think we've done a good enough job asking the question on maybe why the Browns should be better this year. And I know the record's tougher. I know that Deshaun's health. I know that the concern, maybe even the weight of Deshaun's contract, that trade, and all the stuff that he went through off the field, maybe that's too much for Deshaun, too. I get all those things. Those have been overstated. What's understated is this roster's better. What's understated is you're better prepared because you have a legit backup going into the season if Deshaun can't play. What's also understated is the new offense, assuming that Ken Dorsey and Kevin Stefanski are on the same page. So that, for me, that is the crux of why I think the Browns can be better. Adam? Oh, man, that is bad timing. Adam, I was just about to go to you, buddy. Well, that brings us to the first couple weeks. And Zach Jackson was on earlier this week, and I got jammed up, not by Zach, but I got jammed up because I look at those first 5 weeks and I think it's a soft launch to the season. Zach tends to look at those first two games as a learning experience.
I just think these first eight quarters, you know, at home against Dallas and then going to Jacksonville in 115 degrees playing that team, I think it's just great scrimmage. I think that's the preseason for the Browns. All they have to do is be 1-1. All they have to do is get those experiences, try to keep everybody healthy, figure out, you know, what they were right about, what they were wrong about, what they need to fix going forward. I think those are two incredibly tough games. They can beat Dallas. I will pick them to beat Dallas. But if you've seen the offense in camp, then you know they're going to need the defense to beat Dallas.
So there's a few things. One, I have always, and I've said this a few times, I do not have the apex of my expectations for the Browns offense starting in September. I just don't. It doesn't mean they can't. It doesn't mean they won't. I just look at it and I go, you've got two very different offensive philosophies, and the old play caller still calling the plays, and there is the Deshaun coming off a shoulder injury and an offensive line. Like, I just think it's less about as a matter of fact, I actually still have sky-high expectations for the offense across 18 weeks. It's just early. I'd rather be surprised at how good they are than set an impossible standard for that offense the first 4 weeks of the season. That being said, I haven't ruled out the possibility. We had the James Palmer thing where he was on NFL Network saying there's some quiet optimism in the Browns building for the way things have looked the last couple weeks, that it looks like Deshaun kind of has found his groove in this new offense. So that's a report. I don't know that I'm putting everything into one report, especially when the early returns were not nearly as positive. But you look at those first two games, I will say, I think every team in the NFL uses September as the ultimate, as an extension of what the preseason used to be. Whereas we're still figuring out who has what jobs. We're still figuring out where our strengths and weaknesses are and what we do well and what we don't do well. And our hope is in 17 games, once you get to October and certainly once you get to November, you can find your footing. Look no further than the Cincinnati Bengals. Almost every single year that Joe Burrow's been there has been some come to Jesus moment halfway through the season where, and last year it happened in the negative when Joe Burrow got hurt again. But I can remember, I think it was two or three years ago. Oh, it was the AFC Championship year. So it was a year after they went to the Super Bowl. About eight or nine games in, they were either at 500 or just below it. And Joe Burrow and, at the time, Brian Callahan, who was the OC, and Zach Taylor, the head coach, had this big summit where it was decided maybe we should do things that fit Joe Burrow, and the Bengals went off on a tear and went to the AFC title game. That being said, like, I think I'm going to use the cliche, which has now been ruined because of sports talk. Both things can be true, or two things can be true at the same time. There, we ruined it even more. It's dead. We have beaten a dead horse with that. But I think it can be said that the Browns might be a work in progress early, as is everybody else, and that there's still an opportunity where, and this is where Kevin Stefanski actually has had some good football, which is early in the season. Last year was kind of the anomaly where they really, really played some of their best football down the stretch. But remember, it's not like the season started in disaster other than the injuries they had early in that season. Now, this being said, rein it back. Those first 2 weeks are an opportunity to take advantage of teams that are in precarious situations. And I'll just start with Dallas. I know we're going to talk a lot about Dallas next week. Guys, Dallas is not who Dallas has been the last 3 years. They're one of the teams in the NFL that had an offseason that was more about subtractions than addition. And that includes pretty much every side of their ball, right? They let go of Michael Gallup, and they lost several key defenders. They've kind of overhauled the offensive line. And I'm not here to tell you those guys aren't the guys they brought in.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Aren't going to, you know, all of a sudden make the offensive line a bunch of slappies. But, like, Dallas also has massive distractions in the way of Dak Prescott and his future and CeeDee Lamb. And it's interesting, like, good teams all the time overcome contract kerfuffles. But every single one you add, in this case, CeeDee Lamb's just got wrapped up in, you know, the other case with Dak. I don't know that that's going to get wrapped up before week one, which means he might be changing zip codes next year. Winning overcomes everything. But losing or negative momentum, especially in game, amplifies it. So you've got a lame duck head coach in Mike McCarthy. And by the way, a head coach that I don't really know whether he's a good coach or a great coach because he's had amazing quarterbacks his whole career in Dak Prescott and Aaron Rodgers. But, like, I look at this and I go, okay, Dallas, I still think has enough talent to beat you if you don't respect your opponent or play well. And when I say play well, I mean play hard. If you take that game for granted, yeah, they can turn around and smack you. But I think too many people have looked at the spread in that game and said, well, Vegas says it's a pick 'em. It's a September game. It is an extension of the preseason. I don't know that Vegas knows who the Cowboys are yet. And while, yes, Dak Prescott can certainly go out there and do what Dak Prescott does, he got one weapon, an overhauled offensive line, and in a defense that was gutted by salary cap moves. Now, maybe that doesn't bear fruit week one. Maybe Dallas does win. Maybe Dallas is better early in the season. But across 18 games, there's a lot there for Dallas. So, we have our distractions. We have Deshaun's health. We have the weight of Deshaun's contract and whether that's weighing on Deshaun. We've got an unhealthy offensive line. There's all those things. But too many times I don't look at the other way and go, oh, Dallas could be a team that is on its last legs with Dak. Basically, this year is a Hail Mary year for Dallas if they're going in with Dak without a long-term contract. Because basically, they're putting it all on Dak, all on Micah Parsons, all on Trevon Diggs. Bland is hurt, but when he's out there, they're putting on like five guys to overcome what is a roster that lacks a lot of depth. They remind me a lot of the 2022 Cleveland Browns. Of a team that you can say, well, but Myles Garrett, but Denzel, but this player, but Nick Chubb. The problem is the devil's in the details with the football team, and there's a lot of uncertainty with the rest of that roster. 216-474-0092. The first 2 weeks are important. That doesn't mean that still isn't a proving ground for everybody in the NFL. Adam, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Yeah, I do think that we will be better this year because the things outside of just the names on the roster that don't go mentioned is that it hasn't been a wild offseason where we've added significant pieces. We've had a lot of stability. We're building off of chemistry. We're building off of coaching, especially on the short side of things. Now, yes, all the injury concerns, I do feel, has the biggest variable. We're not starting as healthy at some key positions like Chubb, Denzel, who knows how long he's going to last if he gets another concussion. But at the end of the day, that stability, ability to build off something and not have to revamp your roster makes us stronger than we were last year.
Adam, I like it. I like it. We appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much for calling in. I said I like it like one too many times there, and it kind of made it weird. Yeah, but I did like that call. If you guys want to pitch in there, 216-474-0092. Are the Browns better this year heading into the season than they were last year?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.